With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. About 80 people crowded into the Mancos Town Hall Thursday night for a meeting regarding the proposed paths to Mesa Verde. The bicycle and pedestrian trail is envisioned as reaching from Cortez to Mancos and connecting significant sites along the way, including the county fairgrounds, Phil's World Bike Trail, and Mesa Verde National Park. The project has generated considerable enthusiasm, but County Public Lands Coordinator James Dietrich warned it is not a slam dunk and will be tough to complete. The owner of the design company, Peter Loris of Loris & Associates, agreed, quote, "It's not an easy trail," end quote. Challenges include steep slopes, wetlands, floodplains, archaeological sites, and narrow county roads. Loris said the trail will be built in phases as funding allows. The location of the first phase and the exact route have not been decided, but the goal is to start construction in the summer of 2018. Citizens raised several questions, including about impacts to private property. Catherine Fulton of High Desert Right-of-Way Services said eminent domain will not be used, meaning private landowners can veto the trails crossing their property. Another public meeting is planned for Cortez in late January. Dietrich said although county planners know recreation can't fill the county's coffers, it can be a piece of the economic pie. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.